Dreamscape presents Blood in the Water by Jane Haddam. Copyright 2012 by Jane Haddam. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with St. Martin's Press. Read by David Colacci. Prologue. 1. It was 7 o'clock on the morning of Friday, October 5th, and Arthur Heydrich was at peace. At peace might not be exactly the phrase he was looking for. He'd been thinking about it the entire 26 minutes he'd spent in the shower. It was a wonderful shower, the best he'd ever had in his life. The shower stall was big enough for at least 2 people. It would have reminded him of the shower stall at school, where everybody had to shower together after practice, except here the floor and walls were made of marble. The shower head was huge, too. You could get 2 people in there comfortably, with both of them getting wet. He never showered with anybody else. He liked the feel of the water stinging his skin, especially when it was nearly hot enough to make him bleed. It was the hot that was the final nail, the nail that nailed it all together. He'd had enough of cold showers when he was growing up, and not because he needed to cool off from some hot fantasy on the Internet. There hadn't even been an Internet. No, he'd had enough of cold showers because his mother was always forgetting to pay the gas bill. Either that, or she wasn't able to pay it. One way or another, the small, cramped apartment in South Philly had been cold. Arthur stepped out into the middle of his bathroom and looked around. He'd bought this house because of this bathroom, or almost, sort of. He'd bought this house because it was in Waldorf Pines. But he could have bought any house in Waldorf Pines. He'd been only the second person to...